But boys, I almost had a rap and
I didn't
lost
know.
it.
Oh, yeah. We should have been playing that while we had a quick little catch up next time.
Just insert this part at the start.
And it won't make any sense.
That's
like
the
whole,
whole
podcast.
I'm from the past and this will be in the future.
Just slam it in after the other music?
Yeah.
Or at the very beginning? No, this would be the first part. This is like the advert. We should be talking about our sponsor.
Our sponsor tonight is Gregory's
Fish Dicks.
Did
you say Fish Dicks?
Yes, sir. Because tonight on our special guest, we got some fish dicks. Now, you heard about them fish with them goddamn insiders. We got some fish with them goddamn outsiders. And we fucking selling them for $2.50 a pound tonight on fucking Mem's Tube, okay? Can I get a 1-800-121-FISH-DICKS?
All right, back to the podcast.
Hell yeah, brother.
I wanted to welcome you to the studio again.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for stopping in. I know that this is your second occupation. How you been, man?
I've been all right.
Bulbasaur.
Yeah, I've been chilling since, like, I can't remember what I said last week. What a week.
This is why it's important that we listen to the show before we record the next one so we can have something cool to reflect on.
Nah.
All I remember is it was a good X-Files episode and
everything burnt down.
I was going to say that. Was it a three-parter?
Everything got set on fire.
Yes.
Magically. So,
that was cool.
Yeah, it was good.
And we got Sammy joining us today. She says that she's here just doing uni work.
Yeah. This is a micromanagement if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. This, like, undercover boss.
Yeah.
What you do work?
I work two jobs. I quit going to college so I could, me and my mama, and get by her new house in Alabama next to her sister. And damn, it's been so hard. I would really like that raise to $4 an hour.
Yeah.
She agrees.
My week was okay.
What'd you get up to?
We had a win at hockey on the weekend.
Hey.
I didn't get to play during the week. Unable to.
Unable?
Yes, mate. Too old, basically. I can't even think of why. I just felt like shit. Couldn't go.
That's a tough excuse.
I've been doing some sim racing. Got my first penalty.
Oh, of the season?
I got 2 points taken off my driver's license.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was for quote-unquote dive bombing. Now,
is that F1 teabagging?
It's an aggressive maneuver, shoving your nose in a corner that's not really yours. You know, like the kid runs up to the pool, he's like, cannonball, and everyone's like, hey, this fucking cunt. There's this dive bomb down, you know,
just
an airplane just
vibe.
Fucking dive in, creates chaos in the corner.
You love chaos.
I love chaos.
There you go.
I don't want to be a part of chaos.
But you love it.
I want to observe it.
The observers are the closest ones.
I didn't want to be a part of it, but I created it. Therefore,
you were penalized for it.
Yeah, 5-second penalty in race and 2 license points for it. So that's probably my most interesting moment of the week.
A truck trailer rolled over today at work.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that. Put that on the screen for the watchers at home.
We'll have to put a photo on Instagram.
Yeah, we'll have to. What's it called?
Instagram. It's called an Instagram.
I don't use it.
We've got an Instagram, the High Files podcast. I think there's underscores in there somewhere.
Open it up. It's right next to you.
If they care enough, they'd search for it.
You know what the plan is? We make funny memes on Instagram, right? And then we plug the podcast. If people would listen, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I'll listen to that. I love being high.
Yeah.
And I love filing.
Yeah.
When they get here and it's about the X-Files, they're going to be let down, but they're going to be high. So they'll listen anyway because they're too lazy to change it.
You know what? I'm going to stop titling these about what X-Files episodes are in it.
Bait titles.
Yeah.
It's Scully's just, Grippers?
Yeah, it's going to be... Maybe I'll throw something in the description.
Just name this one clickbait title.
Look, I'll talk about the X-Files in the comments, but the title's going to have nothing to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
The title's going to be what the shit talk is during or before it.
I lost my license in sim racing.
Yeah.
That's the title.
Yeah.
You lost 5 seconds and 2 points.
2 points from my license.
But that's going to get people like, oh, what? What did he do, babe?
iRacing podcast on the highway. Okay. Yeah, interesting. You know how you've got a radio show and then at the end of the radio show, they've got the episodes where they talk to a guest kind of thing.
I do.
And it cuts off to the interview. That's what, like, we cut off to the X-Files reactions.
So we talk about nothing, like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And then the subplot is the X-Files episode that we live react to.
Yeah.
As long as we're just talking about nothing.
Some episodes, there's going to be nothing. We're not talking about nothing. Yeah. And it's straight into fucking whatever episode of whatever TV show we've been at. We're filing, but we're high and we're filing shit.
In Excel, maybe.
Excel's a program and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing more manly than looking at a bloke who knows how to write a really solid formula in Excel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a man's man.
Actually, you know who was good at writing Excel formulas?
Whomst.
Bally.
Yeah. Ball so hard.
At Seat Bay. You know that spreadsheet he made?
Oh, yeah.
He
from scratch.
He may not be an athlete. He may not be Prince Charming, but he can write an Excel formula.
I made the Excel spreadsheet for the TLX expiry dates from 2014 to 2034.
Do you know what? Now you're just greedy. You're already Prince Charming. You're already cross-legged sitting in a Bulbasaur costume.
True.
You're hung like a mule, apparently.
A small mule.
That's what they say.
Who says?
Well, that's what they've told me.
That's what they tell me.
Okay.
The American people.
That's all I know.
Yeah, me too.
You're good looking. And now that you also have written a good Excel formula.
And it's still being used to this day.
Now that you've done that.
As of 2020.
We are. Well, I don't care. I'm married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't say that while we're making love.
Love's different.
Oh.
Where am I going? You distracted me with that mule schlong. Allegedly.
We're going to do it legally.
Yeah, so that's how we're going to run it.
Yep, okay.
Is there anything you want to bring up while I'm bringing up an X-Files episode? Just a random X-Files episode that will be in these comments.
Oh, I like the one where they solve that case.
Do you remember what I just asked you?
You asked me what X-Files episode I liked.
No, didn't I say, is there anything else that you want to talk about?
You wanted to bring up anything to do with any other X-Files episode?
No, just in general.
You said X-Files.
Tell everyone about your outfit that you chose to wear into the office tonight.
I'm wearing a Bulbasaur onesie because it's finally cold enough to wear it. Sean and Mems and Sammy, the boss, bought it for me for Christmas and I wore it on Boxing Day, but it was too fucking hot. It was like 40 balls were miso soup.
I don't think it's cold enough for a onesie.
Because I'm not wearing a shirt.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it's cute.
It's not cute. It's breathable.
I want to give a shout out to that guy from the Squid Games.
Which one?
The Korean one.
Yeah.
Number 364, is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember.
Can they give him numbers so we can tell?
No, it's for... Anonymity.
Oh, shit.
Anonymity.
Anonymity. Anonymity.
I think it's anonymity for the people when they're gambling and whatnot. We give horse races, like the horses in the race, they have numbers and colors.
Yeah.
But we can tell one horse from another when we look at it.
That's horsest, mate.
No, I'm saying we can tell the horse.
I'm saying that I can't tell, and I'm happy they gave him numbers.
Okay.
What about him?
As I'm bringing up Disney... It made me think of wanting to give him a shout out because he's in The Acolyte in that Disney series.
Mr. Squid Game.
I've heard a couple of people tell me it's all right. It's okay. And I've watched it, most of it. I don't really care how it ends now. There's been enough in it for me to be like, you know what? That was fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. There was like the sick. I've heard it was quite shit compared to whatever. But what Mems did show me. It was like the Sith guy with the mad helmet and he just fucked all these guys up and it was sick.
Yes, exactly.
He decapitated two people at the same time. Two Jedi. Idiots.
Yeah, double decap.
How do they pass the test?
How do you like your Jedi?
Double decap. That's a really good joke. That's a really good fucking joke. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, thanks.
I'll remember that one.
You need to know the reference to the movie. Maybe you could make a meme of it. I'm not good at the meme making.
Oh, I could try. Sort of it. Like, but there'll be memes from 2008.
That's good. The old school meme. The new ones look hard. I mean,
why are you
not listening
to this podcast?
Yeah.
That's the first one.
I'll give you the login. It can be your meme posting territory for the podcast.
And I use the worst app that has 12 watermarks on it.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's a good series.
Yeah.
And I don't care how it ends. But I also wanted to point out that one of the reasons I think it's good is the Jedi are so broad and vast. Mm. They're like that. Galactic Empire.
Oh, that's like the opposite of what they want
to
be.
Exactly. They're the police. They go to planets, take samples, and they think that they're doing good everywhere they go, even if it means taking children away from people.
Oh, yeah, true.
Even though the kid said that she wants to go, they were still interfering in something that otherwise they wouldn't have been there if they didn't rule the galaxy in this way. The Jedi Master didn't seem that powerful. I'm sure there's more to her, and I'm sure she's got lots of stuff. But she said that traveling through space warping makes her feel uneasy. Not sick, but uneasy. They all seem a little bit too emotional. But you know when you spread something too far?
Yeah.
It becomes corrupt and not as powerful. How do you keep the Jedi pure?
Qui-Gon Jinn, mate.
Only by having a very few small amount of people, and that's why the Sith are so good.
It's a rule of two
for
them, a master and an apprentice. The apprentice will have their own apprentices. They have to kill the master to become the master. That's how it works.
And this guy who is a Sith wanted a second so he could be a master. I haven't finished enough of it, I guess, but I like the idea that he framed being a Sith as like you use your emotions. The emotions are as much a part of the Force as the life around you and all that. And why not use them? They're like, that's the path to the dark side. Like, but why is it the path to the dark side? It's just because someone told you that.
True. I think, that's actually true.
They're saying that emotions are a bad thing, but all they're doing is suppressing them. You suppress your emotions. Have you seen that movie with Christian Bale? Equilibrium.
Fuck yeah. Foo, baby.
That's the Jedi. But so we needed Christian Bale to become a Jedi.
Ooh.
And sort them back out.
Yeah.
So that they can use emotion
in
the right way, in the right purpose, at the right time.
Bad decisions. Happen with...
You don't reckon Christian Bale?
Christian Bale doesn't give a fuck about Star Wars, bro.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
But he likes Batman.
Yeah, 2005, 20 years ago.
What if he wants to help make Star Wars great again?
He doesn't. He's British. I can see the vision.
Can we start the meme wagon?
Oh, okay.
About him in a role with a lightsaber?
Okay. How would you frame it? It has to be accurate or else people will be pissed.
All right. How about the axe murderer?
The axe murderer?
No, sorry. When he's got the knife? No, the axe. He's chopping up the chicks in the rain jacket.
Oh, American Psycho.
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Get a couple of pictures from that movie. And take out the axe and put the lightsaber in it.
I could do that.
Yeah. Just say something.
Jedi Bale.
Yeah. Is this actually happening?
Is it happening? Live from new set. Oh, fuck yeah.
And then hashtag Star Wars, hashtag Bale.
We'll get pictures of dogs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Dog from Air Bud, confirmed. New Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this podcast is about X-Files. Did you ever watch the Daredevil and Punisher?
I watched Daredevil, but I didn't watch the Punisher.
Oh.
I do want to watch the Punisher.
Oh.
With this setup, it'd be good. Like, the sounds.
It'll be good.
That's because we're in Sammy's profile.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
X-Files.
X. A police drama. A buddy police drama.
It's a really sexual show. That's what this is.
Remember what we fucking watched. Oh, this looks like an absolute fucking brilliant one. Rare zoo animals are abducted and impregnated.
Possibly by aliens.
Possibly.
Season 2, episode 18, Fearful Symmetry.
Wow. You won't believe what happens in this episode.
Scully does what in this episode?
So that aliens...
No, they're just turkey-based, but with their...
That's the narrative you're trying to bring up.
Yeah, I'm calling it now. I'm doing a 5G play.
All right.
I'm doing a Starlink play here.
Get the show on the road, baby.
Look at this guy. He's just, oh, yeah, I'll come sleep on Dad.
Idaho Mutual Insurance Trust, Fairfield, Idaho.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Can we turn the subtitles off, please?
They are off.
I just saw salsa music.
Oh. But it is salsa type music. Maybe you just thought that you heard it.
I synced it.
Audio, subtitles, English. I think I turned them on.
No, that's audio.
Oh, subtitles.
Oh.
A couple of janitors.
Oh. Why are you laughing at Mexicans that are cleaning? Huh? In 1994. Surely this isn't a stereotype that you're laughing at. No,
but there's subtitles for them. Anyway,
yeah, but talking I don't want salsa type music playing. I'm not fucking retarded.
¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Abre la puerta.
What?
Do you know what that is?
No.
That's what cleaning ladies say before they open the door.
Yeah, that's housekeeping. Yeah. Housekeeping.
That's really fucking racist. I keep it in, but it's funny.
Okay. I'm going to rewind it back to the
Two
Mexican guys who are janitors cleaning.
Don't assume that.
They're speaking Mexican and they weren't.
It's called Spanish.
Where are they?
Idaho.
They're speaking Spanish. They look Mexican.
Just press play.
I will cut that out. Then.
Yep. Oh, these guys are Mexican. Why does it look like Mexican Tommy Lee Jones?
Para que baile, Roberto.
God is watching.
Okay.
He is scrubbing the floor by hand. I'd be shitty if someone else is dancing.
I'd do that.
The floor is shaking. Earthquake.
¿Qué pasa aquí?
¿Eh? On God, on God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, it's invisible.
It's a T-Rex walking down the street. Oh, no, it could be the elephant.
Someone's making it invisible.
I know where you're future.
Who knows? Yes, I don't know.
Who stands that close together?
Truckies.
What the hell is that? Roll.
Hey, wait, they're getting... Oh.
Yeah, don't...
Whoa!
What is an elephant?
Get down there! Everybody's hurt bad, man!
This is
the
Wesley Brewer out of Route 7.
Looks like about an 8 o'clock ETA on elephant. That trailer pickup. This fog's gonna slow me down.
Oh,
mother of God!
Can you roll? Is that CGI?
That elephant just appeared right.
That's
in front
a real
of him.
Elephant.
Oh, it's giving him the eye. Oh, he's just tipped his hat to him, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sir? I think that's a real elephant. Look at the shadows. You can't do that in 94. Oh, Oh, God.
She was lying
there's
there.
There's a new sheriff.
Oh, man.
Someone hit the elephant.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't show the elephant dying.
Couldn't parents just let their kids stand around?
That was fucking sad.
What kind of parent lets a kid watch an elephant die?
Do you want to explain the context for the listeners at home? Those who aren't watching?
Elephant was running down the road.
How?
It broke out of the zoo.
How did it do that?
It was invisible.
Yeah.
And it was just like bulldozing down the road.
Killed some guy.
One dude. Could have killed more, but kept running.
Kept running.
In the elephant's defense.
Shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, in the elephant's defense, they were blocking the road up.
True.
And there was nothing wrong with it.
No. No, I didn't see no construction or nothing. They were just like almost kissing each other while having coffee or some shit.
And after it killed a bloke, it must have become visible or something. It appeared out of nowhere in fog in front of a truck. And the truck driver saw it, slammed on his brakes. The elephant keeps walking. He stops just in time. He goes by the side of the door. He's like, I'm good. To you, sir.
Hello, sir.
Toot my horn at you again. Toot.
Profusely apologize. Where I come from, we drive on the other side of the road.
Indeed. I'm from India. Toodle-doo.
Toodle-doo, sir.
And off he went. And the truck driver was like,
true.
Hell, not every day you fucking come across an elephant that's driving on the wrong side of the road. And then, hard cut, elephant's dead.
Dead.
Dying on the floor of the road, on the tarmac.
And there's a girl crying.
The elephant's eye.
They're re-milking it.
Sad music as you heard.
Don't know how it died.
I don't think I'm going to like this episode. It looks like I did say I'd give any episode that has aliens
in it. Fucking animals.
I know. But I have a feeling my idea of aliens fucking animals is probably not on the same page as the 90s producers aliens fucking animals.
Yeah. Some disguises.
Yeah, like Ace Ventura climbing out of a rhinoceros's bum.
That's what I'm thinking. But instead of looking like a rhinoceros, it's like really bad cloth. And they're just like, oh. And have they noticed?
That's what I want.
Turn it invisible.
Who am I? Let's see where it goes. Happy days. You pause it if there's anything you want to talk about.
Right.
I'll put the remote in between us.
All right.
And then if there's nothing, we'll cut it all out. And then at the end of the episode, we'll rate it. And that's us done.
Bish, bash, bosh.
Bish, bash, bosh. I'll bring up any dramas that I have with you in a house meeting later.
What?
No, I don't know.
Let's play.
Okay.
Cut this whole thing out.
No.
Cut it all.
No, you cut it out.
I will learn.
So you saw nothing when the window broke? No one outside?
So
nothing.
We hear a noise like thunder.
We hear a noise.
Thank you.
What did the janitors say?
They claim they didn't see anything.
It's a crime scene, Molt. Just a giant implosion of glass, like some kind of giant shockwave.
What the janitors describe sounds more like a sonic boom.
Well, no sonic boom did this. The construction worker who was killed had his spine crushed like a string of seashells. I'd be willing to admit the possibility of a tornado, but it's not really tornado season. I'd even be willing to entertain the notion of a black hole passing over the area or some cosmic anomaly, but it's not really black hole season either.
Does not look good.
An invisible elephant?
Looks good there.
Sorry for the holdup. We had trouble transporting Ganesha's body this morning.
This is Agent Scully. Hi.
You know when you say it doesn't look good? I think it's because they had different cameras for different shots back then, and when they revamp it, there's only so much they can do with the raw footage.
I haven't felt it this bad in a very long time. Like, all the other episodes have been quite good. We even spoke about how good they look.
So this is a low-budget episode?
This is a filler, low-budget episode. We're not going to see no fucking aliens, nothing.
But you got a real elephant.
Oh, yeah. It was a real elephant.
Then,
hey, I'll take it.
Do you want CGI, or do you want good camera work, or do you want a real elephant?
I'll take a real elephant. Yeah.
Call him Stampy. Right.
Stampy.
When he died of?
Ganesha was a 12-year-old Indian female.
That looks good.
Near as I can figure, she ran herself into exhaustion.
How did she escape?
Well, this morning I expected to find her cage open or something, but it was locked tight, just like I left it.
Any idea how she could have escaped the locked cage?
No, sir. No signs of tampering either. Well, the person you're going to want to talk to about that is Willa
Ambrose?
She's a naturalist. She was hired by the Board of Supervisors last year to oversee things.
Is that how he just said it? Do you reckon that's where Will.i.am got his name from?
I hope not.
Will.i.am, bros.
Will.i.am.
Willa Ambrose.
Sorry.
As you were, sir.
Sir.
Get that schnell off your face and keep talking.
Well, now she's supposed to be the reigning authority.
Let me ask you something. In your opinion, the damage here on the street, could this have been caused by an escaped elephant?
My honest opinion?
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool. You got somewhere to be, buddy?
What's
he's got an elephant
for,
to go recover.
A local want to see if the Copperfields in town.
No.
No, no.
Those penguins are a bit scary.
And an alien's going to fuck that,
but has already fucked it.
Excuse me, we're looking for Miss Ambrose.
She looks like a cunt.
Yes. I'm Agent Dana Scully. This is Agent Mulder. We're with the FBI. How can I help you?
She's just trying to make it in
a federal employee was fatally injured last night, and there seems to be a case developing around the elephant that escaped from your zoo. It was my understanding that the eyewitnesses to the accident said that they didn't know how the man was killed.
She's a cunt.
Actually, we're trying to determine how Ganesha escaped. The city found the cage locked, the same way he'd left it. The man was found trampled to death. An animal from your zoo was found 43 miles from here. We're just trying to understand the facts.
Elephants aren't particularly good jumpers, if that's what you're thinking.
No, I was just wondering.
The zoo was built in the 1940s. The pens and habitats are all too confining. I was brought on to expanding. Unfortunately, these things take time.
Those are chains in the ground there.
Those are tie downs. They're meant to restrict the animal's movement. I disallowed their
use
by Ed Meacham's practice. It reflected an old non-progressive.
Yeah, she seems like she's lying to me.
How's your relationship with Ed Meacham?
I'm his boss, and I'm a woman, and Ed doesn't like that much.
Would he be vindictive enough to let Ganesha go as an act of sabotage?
If he did, that would be foolish. The facility is running at a deficit and in danger of losing its funding.
Have you spoken about the incident with Ed?
She sounds angry.
I think Ed's got enough dealing with the
Bussy.
The Wild Again organization. They're a radical group that believes any captive animal is a crime against nature.
Believe me, they're going to have a field day with this one. Excuse me.
She could be part alien herself.
She looks like a
the
fucking
WAO
cunt.
The WAO believes only tragedy results from keeping animals in captivity. In the wild, an elephant like that would roam an area of 20 square miles minimum.
This motherfucker's
wearing
three shirts.
Ganesha weighed in excess of 5,000 pounds, and she was being held in a 50 by 50 foot cage.
And you consider that inhumane treatment?
It's like you or I living in a pickle barrel.
According to FBI files, you've been arrested over a dozen times for activities involving the kidnapping of circus and zoo animals.
The WAO sees it as liberation.
Were you involved in the liberation of Ganesha?
That would make me an accessory to murder, wouldn't it? Endangering these animals is against everything we believe. These are incredibly spiritual creatures. Their rituals and behavior are linked to a past no man ever witnessed. They actually bury their dead. They can visit an elephant graveyard centuries old and know instinctively where the bones of their ancient ancestors lie.
What do you think Ganesha was running from?
You want to see what she was running from?
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. Before we watch this, can we fact check how long elephants live? Bring it up, Jamie.
Come on, Jamie.
So we got the boss in studio. She's bringing it up for us now. How long do elephants live? Asian elephant, 48 years. The African forest elephant, 60 to 70 years.
Wow.
And African bush elephant, 60 to 70 years. Okay. I don't think this guy's got his facts straight. And I don't know whether to blame him or the producer or the writer.
Could be that woman
who
again.
Who fact checks scripts?
It's probably that woman.
It could be her second episode.
Yeah. No wonder it's shit.
Nah, I won't check it. But so if you heard that, you've heard it here first on the files.
Okay.
That Mems and Crowley don't think elephants live that long based on a quick Google search.
Yeah. Based on an educated quick Google search. We are against AI art.
Mm-hmm.
So we will not do that.
Go to the mini AI of the Google search.
Yeah. We use Google, but that's it.
Back to watching this elephant getting tortured.
Yeah, I
hate Chantrises majestic animals.
Yeah.
This is already
this
like
is still going
the
on.
Lowest 60 for me.
Dalmatian's a barbarian. He's been torturing animals at the Fairfield Zoo for years. We figure he's still at it. Eventually, we're going to get some proof. We're here to put pressure on the zoo. We're keeping track of what goes on there.
Even though Willa Ambrose claims that she's put a stop to most of his old practices?
She's too preoccupied to really know how Meacham operates.
Preoccupied with what?
A lawsuit she's fighting against the Malawi government over a lowland gorilla named Sophie. Willa rescued her from a North African customs house 10 years ago. Raised her like a child. Now the Malawi government wants her back.
Will they win?
This is a perfect example of man's imperialism over the animal kingdom. It's an impulse to turn animals into objects for our own selfish pleasure.
I thought you said she rescued this gorilla.
Yeah, rescued her so she could spend a life behind bars. Her obligation should have been to return the gorilla to the wild. All animals should run free.
Even if that means trampling a man to death?
Maybe he should have gotten out of the way.
I'm sure he would have if he'd seen it coming.
Everyone else did, but no pause.
Thanks for your time, sir. We'll get back to you soon.
I'm sorry, I called. I was reaching.
That's okay.
Everyone else moved out of the way. This guy's just like...
He was just standing
there.
Yeah.
Everything's getting destroyed. Everyone else moved out of the way. I'm going to stand right here.
There's a term for this.
Retarded.
No, I think it's Charles Darwinism.
Darwinism.
Survival of the fittest, isn't it?
Yep.
And in this situation, the people who got out of the way are more...
Pass the vibe check.
Yep. Hopefully old mate didn't have any children.
This is America. Idaho.
I don't know. I was going to make a joke,
but I forgot about it halfway. Anyway.
Is that all you'd like to answer?
Yeah.
As we were.
Oh, he's wearing two shirts now.
Now I want snacks and I'm regretting that we didn't get any.
Who's this snake-eyed
cat? Oh, a villain has appeared.
It's all happening at the zoo, Scully.
Well, we found our suspects.
Ooh. You think they busted out the elephant?
Well, you heard the man. All animals should run free.
What about all the eyewitness accounts, the security tapes,
the
video cameras, the fact that no one actually saw an elephant until it was miles away from the zoo?
The lights they were using at the construction site were mercury vapor 10,000 candle power that can restrict a man's ability to adjust his vision to the dark. And their security cameras are poor quality. A gray elephant may not have registered an image on tape in the dim light in front of the building.
No, I'm not buying it, Scully. I think these guys are
Bring
all
the
tall.
Mexican cleaners
these guys
back.
Are, did you check out the night vision camera? It wouldn't surprise me if they tried to capitalize on their success.
By doing what?
By liberating another animal. Willa Ambrose said that the zoo was in trouble financially. A loss of another big exhibit could shut them down entirely.
All right, you keep an eye on the WAO. Talk to the animals.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Dr. Doolittle.
Did anybody ever tell you the camera loves you, Frohickey?
Yeah, the arresting officers at the Free James Brown rally.
Who's this? It looks like he does meth.
About $150 an hour.
But like, cool.
As much as Bill Clinton's hair.
He's got.
Where's Langley?
Yeah,
he has a philosophical issue with having his image bounced off a satellite. What are you doing in Idaho?
I'm in the town of Fairfield. What do you know about it?
They got a little zoo there. Lots of strange lore. Animals escaping, disappearing without a trace.
Just quickly, it's a video conference.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Via PowerPoint screen projector.
That's pretty high tech for back then.
That's pretty cool.
That explains why he was like, bring me up, Scotty. I was thinking this guy's a loser.
Do you think they can see each other? I don't think they can.
No, they can.
But then how would they project themselves to the other person?
Mm.
This would be like late 94, maybe early. If we're halfway 93? Through the season, the end of season one was 94.
Oh, yeah.
And the last episode I remember is August 94, and that might have been three episodes ago.
Mm. Yeah.
So it might still be 94.
I just realized, oh, fuck, that's actually pretty new to
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
You're not far from the Mountain Home Air Base. Major UFO hotspot. Weird fact, Mulder. No animal at Fairfield Zoo has ever brought a pregnancy to term.
Not a cub or a chick.
The woman who runs the zoo has a gorilla that knows sign language, supposedly with a vocabulary of 1,000 words. That's the lovely agent, Scully. Let her know I've been working out.
Hey, the Joel Osment guy.
I'm buff.
Mulder,
I'm
it's buff. Me.
Is that
I was
if
right.
That's Agent Scully,
I just
tell her I've been working.
Out of the zoo. He's about to make it over the fence.
He wants feet pics.
All right, I'll be right there.
The villain again.
Snake boy. Yeah. Oh, Draco...
Can't you read this on?
Boy, this could be Draco Malfoy. in 94, 95, he would have been fucking 16, 15.
There's no chance.
Yeah. I would hear there's no chance that's Draco Malfoy slapping the pavement from a kilometre away.
Ah, she is not discreet listening to that. And there's no way that's Draco Malfoy.
What are you doing here?
There's a member of the WAO on the premises.
Come with me.
What? Just follow where he went. No. What? Secret door?
Well, is that a Ghostbuster machine?
It looks like a fuck gun.
Oh, the impregnation machine. Yeah.
What if he's a hybrid?
I was thinking maybe a hybrid for the other chick as well, but possibly him.
Maybe she's just actually a cunt.
I'm just going to go get a snack. I'll be right back.
Oh, you can pause it.
Okay, pause it there. Sorry, hold it there. Start it back up.
Tiger.
Dude, I would not want to be in this place.
Okay, sir, calm down.
Oh, they're gonna fuck the monkey.
He's video recording it.
But it's gone.
I hope he got that on video.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Did they fuck it straight away?
That pause, there must have been a pause in time.
I don't think tigers sound like that. They don't sound like that at all.
Hang on. You don't know what a tiger who has just been abducted, taken to a spaceship. There's been a pause in time. You don't know how long that's been. And then put down the earth with potentially something in your belly.
Yeah.
And you're now invisible and free. How are you going to sound?
Am I a tiger? Has that happened to me?
Yeah.
I'd sound like a tiger, not whatever that was.
I can only assume that like
tigers are like, that's Tasmanian devil. You know what I mean? They're like, grrr. You know what I mean? Like, grrr.
They sold me.
Well, you can't say that on the internet, Sammy. Come on.
Tigger,
she said
that she'd be here and just observe. Now she's yelling things across the street.
No, the input is welcome.
Yeah. I don't think anything picked up her noise.
Anyway, the whole thing's on film, and that's not what it...
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not what happened.
You have news to about. Zoo.
That's Tensions. What he was doing.
A tiger is missing and a member of your organization is dead. For such a principled man, you show an amazing lack of emotion.
If the tiger killed this person, then it was a natural act.
Well, if I find evidence that he was releasing those animals under your orders, I'll make sure you spend the rest of your life behind bars.
Scully?
It does look bad for him.
I would have been like, what? I have no idea what he was doing.
No, that guy really pisses me off.
You okay, Scully?
Ooh. Whoa!
Can you calm down?
Scully's annoyed.
Have they found the tiger yet?
No, but I took a look at the cassette from the kid's recording.
Scully looks pregnant.
What?
That kid was killed by some kind of phantom attacker.
You saw his body molded. He had deep claw marks on his chest and on his back.
I can't explain it either. But I know someone who might be able to.
On his chest and back.
Damn, he's taking back
like
shots.
Two tigers.
Mm.
Excuse me. Zavros?
The Tygal Tower.
With you?
I don't know anything more than I've already told the police. I have nothing to say.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Is this where you keep Sophie?
Sophie is ill.
You think we could meet her? We're not here to try to take her away from you.
Sophie.
About 6 weeks ago, I had to take Sophie out of the public habitat. She'd become so withdrawn and depressed, she'd curl into a ball in the corner of her cage and just shiver.
Did you ask her why?
All the time.
What'd she say?
Light afraid. Literally, she's afraid of the light. She speaks to you? Over 600 words, using American Sign Language. She understands over 1,000. I'll show you her vocabulary list.
Whoa.
Is this who you wanted to speak to?
It's basic investigative procedure. Interview all possible witnesses.
This is the first time he's ever interviewed a...
Sophie's use of language skills makes her even more so.
I was gonna make a joke.
Why would she be afraid of the light?
Very distasteful.
You've obviously heard about the trouble with the Malawi government. There's a chance that Sophie could be taken away from me, and I've noticed
that. Pictures that she draws.
Are they Sophie?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Come on.
What do you think they mean?
Relax.
Until recently, Sophie desperately wanted a baby. The brown object in the center is her expression of that.
Bowl of poop.
We were looking for a suitable partner, but under these stressful conditions, I didn't want to put her through it.
Very ominous camera shot.
Yeah. There's a person in
there. This may seem like a rather strange request.
You reckon?
It might help to explain.
Oh, yeah. They were human eyes, but
I don't know.
Pretty sure of what we're going to find.
What are they looking
exactly
at?
Exactly my job description.
A dead
next
elephant.
Thing you know, they'll be doing it on MTV's Forest.
I thought it was like a vagina in the floor.
I'm ready.
Holy Scully. Shit.
Right down there.
Yeah, Scully got that.
I've been told there's never been a successful pregnancy at the Fairfield Zoo.
Sounds like you've been talking to Kyle Lang.
Well, is it true?
Yes. Oh, but I don't think for the reasons Kyle claims. Not because Ed Meacham has done anything to these animals.
Why then?
Because bringing a pregnancy to term in captivity is always difficult.
But a perfect failure rate?
I know. It's one of the things I was determined to change when I came to the zoo.
Was an attempt ever made to mate Ganesha?
No. Mating an elephant out of the wild is rarely successful. There have only been 6 elephants born in captivity over the last 10 years.
It's like a crow.
Here's the uterine tissue.
Breeding a crow in captivity. Defined. Very rare.
The signs in the uterus and the ovaries are unmistakable.
Oh, Jesus.
So what did you find?
This looks like a snake.
This animal
gorilla eyes.
Pregnant. There's evidence of hyperplasia and the corpus luteum is ruptured. That's not possible.
Neither is an invisible elephant.
What is going on here?
Whatever it is, has been going on for some time. And I think you'll find evidence of the same thing when your tiger returns.
There you
You're
go.
What?
Maybe it was playing with the glass. Just accidentally.
Where's the tiger? Somewhere inside the construction site. He's got 2 men trapped in there.
Put the gun away, Ed.
We want to be responsible for another death, Miss Ambrose.
I think we can capture this cat without any harm to anyone. I'm ordering you, Ed.
Yeah, why don't you have Tranks?
Lead the way.
I feel like I'm being switched here. I thought he was cool.
Why does it have to be a villain when it's aliens doing the bad stuff?
Don't shoot the grey.
How'd the tiger get all the way across town without being spotted?
We better find her before Meacham does.
They should have asked whoever knew that the tiger had 2 people pinned and they'd find the tiger.
How would they know 2 people are pinned if they don't know where they are?
Exactly.
Don't hold the gun like that.
Is that a Trank gun?
Yeah. Shh.
It wasn't here.
You're gonna fucking die.
This is like alien on a budget.
Yeah.
Kitty cat. Oh.
That's how Booty imagines himself.
Oh yeah, he does.
Oh! I don't think Trent guns make noises. You dirty bastard.
That's why.
It's all right.
Oh, he saved her life with a shot to the... pictures. Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
Tiger's dead.
I thought he was kind of cool.
He saved her life.
Yeah, but she deserved it.
This last incident has left the board with no choice but to withdraw all funding. If that's your decision, then there's nothing else I can say. I'm sorry. Yes. It's
shut the fuck up. You could have done something. You don't give a shit about animals, you fuck.
Apparently,
I'm out of the job.
Bitch talking.
They've cut off all funding. The animals are being shipped out to other zoos starting Monday. I'm sorry. It could not have happened at a worse time.
You mean for Sophie?
What I had going for me was my position here, having a place for her. Have the results come in on the tiger?
Agent Scully just finished the test. The tiger had been pregnant too.
It's impossible. There's no chance those animals could get pregnant. No way.
What if they've been artificially inseminated?
That's an extremely fine and complex process. I would have known.
Unless it was done somewhere else.
Where?
Like on an alien. It's about a raw dog.
What do you know about alien abduction?
Oh, fuck.
You're kidding me.
Oh. She's human.
That these animals were taken aboard some spaceship?
I don't know where they're being taken, but there's obviously some problem getting them back. Due to what is probably an astrological variation, a trouble with the time-space continuum, these animals that are being taken from locked cages are being returned roughly 2 miles west-southwest of the zoo.
Aliens impregnating zoo animals.
Yes, and harvesting the embryos.
Why?
Maybe their own Noah's Ark. To preserve the DNA of these animals that we're depleting to extinction, whatever it is, that's probably the reason why you've never had a successful birth at this facility.
I think that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I understand that you might think it's ridiculous. Maybe you should ask Sophie.
You think this is what she's so afraid of?
I believe she's pregnant. And she's afraid of them coming for her baby.
Sophie, come here. I want to ask you a question. Okay, Sophie. Come here.
Does she need to do sign language to the ape? Because she doesn't understand the words.
See, it does sign language.
She says, man, woman, hurt. She thinks you or your partner are going to hurt her or me. Sophie, man, woman are here to help you. They want to know about Sophie's baby.
There's a fucking homie in there.
Can I ask her a question?
Yeah.
Will you ask her if she wants to leave here?
Sophie, do you want to leave here? She says, light, afraid. Sophie, what are you afraid of?
Baby.
She said, baby, go flying light.
I just finished up in the infirmary. A sheriff's deputy came looking to serve you papers. I think it's about Sophie.
What am I going to do?
Whatever you do, you can't leave Sophie here. Not if you want to protect her.
I have nowhere else to take her.
Excuse me. Ambrose?
Yes?
I'm serving you with a court order to release a gorilla named Sophie into protective custody.
What if you don't take it?
I don't know.
What if you say, nah, that's not me. Soz.
I guess then they've got to get creative and find another way to give it to you.
What are you doing?
Oh. Hello,
I could
mate.
Ask for your help, Kyle. They've taken her into protective custody.
Let her go, Willa.
They're putting her in an iron cage as we speak, without bars, without windows. It'll kill her.
Sophie's been behind bars her entire life. Let her go home, Willa. She deserves...
freedom to what? be killed by poachers and have her hands cut off as souvenirs?
They promise she'll be in a preserve.
She's mine, Kyle. I won't let her go. Come on, we can find a place for her here. A private reserve, you know.
That's against everything I stand for.
She's what, pregnant.
Freeing a gorilla?
She's going what? Apeshit.
Sophie's pregnant.
I don't believe you, Willa.
It's true.
What if she was? Is the baby going to live out its life behind bars, too? Look, Willa, she doesn't belong to you.
She's in Iowa.
She's not your child.
Idaho.
She belongs to another gorillas, not selling tickets for a zoo.
You won't help me.
No.
What, pussy? You could have got laid for this, you idiot.
It's like mum and dad arguing about their teenage daughter getting pregnant.
If there was a chance for me to go on an epic adventure to get laid, I fucking would.
Did remind me of the cop and the kid's mum in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
I see something interesting. I was looking for a pen to finish my report in Willa's office, and it was in her drawer. It's okay, Sophie. It's okay, honey. Wait, Sophie, don't worry. I'm with you. I love you too.
Wait, she didn't look at the door.
They used to date, so I reckon he left her a key or something.
Willa? You here?
Turn a light on you.
There's a lot of animals in really little cages here, bro.
Are the aliens gonna fuck them all at once?
This guy?
No, like they take him up.
The aliens?
And then they bring him back invisible.
I think they do it one at a time.
Nah, I reckon they've got enough proboscises. There's no way.
Whoa! What just happened?
I heard the animals going crazy. I got out of bed to check on Sophie and she was gone.
You weren't in bed.
Do you have any idea what he would have been doing at the zoo? No.
She let him out of the cage.
We have a witness that
she let Sophie out of the cage.
Yesterday. Is that true? Yeah. For what purpose? Basically to tell him that he'd won, that the zoo was being shut down, that Sophie was being taken into protective custody.
Did you ask him to help you take Sophie to prevent her from being taken from you?
No.
No?
That would be against everything Kyle believed in.
But he helped you to rescue her originally, isn't that correct? He had a connection to you and to this animal that went back several years.
Whatever connection he and I had, it's over long ago.
They would touch uglies.
No.
Yeah.
What was he doing here last night?
And
why did he give you this note?
Yeah. She probably has that gorilla grip, you know what I'm saying?
Did he make a habit of visiting the zoo?
So she's got a gorilla grip.
It was probably late at night after he jumped over the fence like a good WAO soldier. Why don't you ask Agent Mulder what he thinks happened? He seems to have a novel theory. Maybe it was alien abduction.
Wait, don't you fucking reverse raw dog?
She says it as though she thinks Scully might not have heard it before.
Nah, fuck this bitch.
You think she's telling the truth?
What do you say then?
Well, Kyle Lang's death and the disappearance of the animal matched the previous incidents.
Yes.
And you've been pushing this alien abduction angle.
I still am, but in this case, his reactions are all wrong.
You mean to losing Sophie?
I think she knows where Sophie is, and Kyle Lang died because he knows what she's capable of.
You think she killed him?
I think she'd do anything to protect that animal.
Even wait atop a stack of crates for her former lover to walk underneath?
I think an examination of the body will give us a clearer picture of what happened last night. You do that, and I'll check out the warehouse.
Why are they stacked so high? Whoa. Kill him?
Maybe he's making an ark. And he's gonna load them all into the van.
Maybe he's the guy selling the animal for money.
He's gonna drive them away from Iowa.
Hey, Mr. Alien, I've got a nice Jaguar ready for you to take up. $200.
Get a profit from selling the...
He's kissing him.
Was that a sloth?
Yeah. Oh, he was... I seen it.
It's like you're in a hurry.
I think they were cuddling.
There isn't much to hang around for, is there? I'm afraid there is.
Oh, you're busted.
I found
woman.
Evidence that Kyle died a wrongful death. He was hit with a cattle prod. Investigation, I have to reserve your rights.
Oh, I'm going to look up this one on YouTube later, bro.
Oh,
she knows more.
It wasn't supposed to be there.
Ed Meacham took Sophie.
You literally called him cunt.
There was no one else to turn to.
Oh.
Where is she, Willa? She's in some building on the road to Boise.
Boise?
On the road to...
He's got a fucking revolver.
Who is
he,
down,
like a sick cunt?
Oh!
There's been enough violence, don't you think?
Yeah,
and
boy.
Kill. Put down the gun and we'll talk about it. I was only doing what she paid me to do.
What?
Where's the animal, Ed? Down the pole. You show me where. We're gonna go there together. Come on.
Bit of private funding.
And suck him off.
Oh, what's pardon me. That's exactly where
throwing
I was going.
Herself against the door.
Oh, that looks like gun bay.
Sophie.
She's scared. Yeah. She's gonna kill herself.
Oh,
okay,
fuck.
Ed, you're gonna have to save her. Take your tranquilizer gun. I'll be right behind you.
Going in that room. Mulder's insane.
Yeah, but
this is how he dies. This is why women live longer than men.
I've only got one dart in this thing, so you gotta get her out in the light.
No, she's afraid of the light.
I think she's over in that corner.
No, don't do it. Why is the room so big?
Oh, he just locked him in there with an ape. The gorilla and him, 101. I hope Mulder knows language. I've seen this movie before. This is Harambee. You know what I'm talking about.
That's a person in there.
That did not look like a gorilla.
The ship's coming.
Oh, the light's behind you, Sophie. Sophie, look behind you.
Oh!
And of course, Mulder's passing out.
Yeah, you can't take three gorilla hits.
He imagined the whole thing.
Now Mulder's impregnated.
Sorry.
No!
Lie still.
You think he's
Where's
pregnant?
Sophie?
Lie down. Can we get a paramedic in here?
Yes, ma'am.
Meacham.
And Misha's been arrested. We picked him up on the way to Boise. That's how we found you here.
Boise?
They took Sophie.
Who did?
Where's Willa?
She's outside. She's going in to make a statement about Kyle Lane.
I gotta talk to her.
How much time had passed then?
Where is she?
She's gone.
What did he do to her?
Wasn't Ed. She tried to tell me something.
We've just received a report of a large animal batted down on the interstate and west of the Plymouth Road.
That's her.
She's heading back towards the zoo.
Oh my god. This episode's kind of good.
This gorilla's got its own internal GPS.
This fucking gorilla dies.
Gorilla positioning system.
GPS.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Over there.
What happened here?
Animal got hit by a car. Ran off into the field.
Oh, not the Mitsubishi.
Yeah, probably too many G's pulled.
Shut up.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh, gee.
That's a person Sophie. In a suit.
Nope, that's just Sophie. A suit.
Oh, damn.
See? Just the suit. That's going to be a hard act.
Willa Ambrose and Ed Meacham have been charged with manslaughter for the death of Kyle Lang. Though the courts will rule on this matter and justice will no doubt be served, the motives of the silent visitors who set these events in motion remain unclear. Could this be a judgment on a global rate of extinction that has risen to 1,000 times its natural rate in this century? An act of alien conservation of animals? If so, might our own fate and existence finally be dependent on the conservatorship of an extraterrestrial race?
He could be a...
Will man save man?
Wow. Wait, I want to see who the writer is. If it's a woman, we know. Damn. Casting. Director. Art director. Editor. Production. Visual effects.
The end of the episode is that the ape got dropped back off somewhere else,
yeah,
a few miles away, as was tradition.
2 to 2.5 miles west.
And had an accident.
Always on the road.
And the ape was dead. Sorry, ape. The gorilla was dead. And lady cried. And the worst part is that it not only is what appears to be an intra-species relationship lover.
Yep.
She's going to prison.
Oh, yeah.
For the murder of the ex-lover.
She used to blow. Now you're just somebody that I used to blow.
And her accomplice is going to prison as well. So, this quadrangle of love. Complicated.
I tell you what. Can't believe aliens were fucking animals. And they were picking it up from the same park.
There is no evidence to suggest that they were artificially inseminated.
They could have just been loyal. Okay, glup, glup, your turn. Ning, 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 ning. Oh, my proboscis does not work.
You know, glup, glup, cop's a bad rap, but he's a good dude.
Oh, my boys love glip, glop.
Everyone gets to fuck glip, glop.
Yeah, he's got that.
Glip, glop has to fuck all the animals.
He's got the softest Lucy in the spaceship, dog.
Lucy.
We put him between two buns. Got yourself a meal right there, son.
What's a glussy?
It's glip, glop's bussy. Called the gluss. Yeah.
Do you rate,
you know
this,
what I'm saying?
Do you rate this episode?
Ah, it's not a good one. I give it a 66.
66. Gorilla dicks.
Yeah. Gorilla dicks 66, baby.
I give it a 64 for gorilla.
It wasn't bad. I don't want to see animals die all the time.
Yeah, it was
it was
a depressing episode. In
every
that,
animal you saw in this episode died.
Oh, except for Scully, animal.
Yeah,
ooh. And Mulder as well.
I definitely saw when that alien beamed up Sophie, the alien jerked her off because he was up against a wall when he passed out. But when they found him, he was splayed out, which was so far away from where he passed out.
And did you see him like zip up his fly as well?
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought you would have picked up on it. You're always a crutch.
Spot crutches. Yeah, I know what's going on.
I don't know what's set for next episode. I should have had a look.
It's too late for that. TV's turned off. Yeah. It seems too hard now.
Now, this episode, I'll try to get out around the same time as the other episode out. Yeah,
back to back.
Give the fans what they want. They keep saying, just give us more episodes faster. Guys. And I said, okay, recorded episodes and didn't release any. And now I'm going to release a couple at once. And if I don't get this one done this week, then there'll be three.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Imagine that week.
Oh, pardon me.
I wish I could live in that week.
I mean, that's how people listen to podcasts is generally they'll just listen to 10 minutes while they're driving to the shop and then 10 minutes on the way back. And then that's it. Then sometimes they'll be like, this episode, the title doesn't look good. I won't listen
Gorillas to it. And they're getting fucked. This title's clickbait.
The title needs to be something about gorillas in the midst or something. You won't believe where the gorillas went.
You won't believe how spread this glussy gets. Alien edition gone wrong.
If you have to ask, honey, you can't afford one.
You can't afford it, son.
Mm-hmm. The gorilla did what with the glossy?
I don't know. All right, it was shit. It was good, but shit.
It was funny because it was shit.
Sometimes very good, so sometimes kind of shit.
Would you put that on the I would recommend to watch or I would recommend to skip if you were going to recommend X-Files in a shortened version of X-Files?
If someone liked watching animals dying, I'd be like, you'd love this episode of the X-Files. But this is a hard not recommend from me.
There's no lore in there that you'd miss either.
No, animals are just getting fucked by aliens, getting taken back.
This thing was low budget.
Yeah, this
like our memes are going to be.
Oh, fuck yeah. And they should be. Because they would be.
If they got made.
And they could.
A lot of it relies on me giving you login details. And that requires me to do something.
And then me having to do something, which is difficult.
All right. I say we punch out and knock off for the night. Because it's like nearly 8 o'clock on a Friday night.
No, don't give them time. It's currently 11 a.m. on a Sunday. Oh, boy. 2020.
Well, this is the first one we've ever done on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I'll beep out the night that it is.
All right. It's good.
I'm going to go outside and have medication.
Oh, nice.
Do some more work.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.